All right. Good morning. Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo. Ferubin Freedom Radio Network coming to you from our Benzok Magic broadcast vehicle, ladies and gentlemen. Today is a brand new day. We thank God for His infinite blessings, masses, and opportunity to utilize today any way we choose to. I've chosen to podcast under what I call multitasking podcast, multitasking, driving as well as producing. Yes, I have an answer for AI Laoa, who recently complained that no matter how much he gives to some friends and relatives, they can turn around to say that he ain't giving shimpa. Ladies and gentlemen, and right here, Street University of Baltimore, I just discussed with an African-American gentleman discussing about women, the issue of Lady T came up. I was dating or going out with Lady T for 7 years, if not more. And at first, she was reasonable in her demands for company. She's always broke. She's always broke. And everything was okay when her demands were reasonable. But in the last couple of years, 3 years, she multiplied it by a number I'm not going to tell you. A figure I'm going to keep on that wrap. So I felt that I would rather stay without romance. Romance is not everything. I consider those of us still alive without getting killed by AIDS, HIV, smallpox in the olden days, and lupus, all kinds of diseases out there. Alzheimer's disease, just mention it. High blood pressures. So we thank God that we are still here. Even though we are seniors at old age, oldies but goodies. So, artificial intelligence Laoa complained that no matter how much it gives some people, these people can turn around to say, "What have you done for me lately?" So, I got this man here in this studio talking about givers and takers. I might have written about givers and takers too along the line. At least I've done works on likers and haters. All right? Givers. There are all kinds of givers. Some givers, after they give you, they go on the rooftop to broadcast their gift to the rest of the world. You see? And if that kind of a giver challenges you, maybe he thinks that because he's giving you a lift, a help here and there, so you should be kissing him somewhere. You see, corruption. Only God gives really without asking for something in return. But according to Alagba Dele Adeyemo, God wants us to be giving him praise. Hey God, I thank thee for the gift of a new day. I thank you for your signatures all over my body. Because without God, where would I be? I've just given praise to the Almighty Creator, Father before all the fathers, ladies and gentlemen. So, AI Laoa has called severally to Yin Yang about only God knows what. So, I'm encouraging him to take to texting, because texting does not shout, will not give you goiter of the throat, or what is called in the medical world, what is it called? Thyroid. Would yours will not swell up your thyroid gland, but talking and shouting and yelling can lead to thyroid situation, ladies and gentlemen. A giver versus a taker, or givers versus takers, by Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo. What I learned at SUB today is that a taker will not stop taking until the giver stop giving. You see? So Lady T, what have you done for me lately? Nah, I recalled taking her to the laundry, to the laundromat, and in my Benzo ride, and I teased her to wash just two or three clothes for me. He said, hell no. Ladies and gentlemen, a taker will not stop taking until a giver stops giving. Take that to the bank. So AI Laoa, what's on your mind? You can leave your own voice note on our Mushua graffiti wall. Alright? 9 minutes and 24 seconds of podcasting, Street University of Baltimore. It's my own way of giving something back to the people. I wish people too can pick up their microphone and comment on any issue on their mind. Laoa AI complained about relatives stealing from him. Yeah, I'm concerned too about nepotism, thinking that your own people, your relatives, are to be favored. Maybe you hire them without necessarily drilling them, giving them examination, both oral and written, and to let them compete with multitude of people who may not be your relative, your friends. Meritocracy, making sure that they merit the position you are offering them. Nepotism doesn't make sense at all. I have nephews. A nephew, for example, wishing me dead, wishing my tomorrow people dead. That's not right. And another nephew who is on friends helping friends, he knew that I have aversion against the style of the kind of reach he's posting on friends helping friends today, or new friends helping friends today. What I want, they don't want. You see, God knows what he's doing when he forced some people to Japa out of Africa, and he left some people on the continent. You see, those of us abroad, it's a different culture around here. And you go to learn. America, for example, invest money on education, on the media, and the private sector. They control in the media. But when it comes to knowledge industry, America spends book money to promote knowledge, information gathering. It's a task that they take seriously over here. Ladies and gentlemen, 12 minutes and 58 seconds of podcasting and broadcasting. Ye mo wi edu maringbo luoru. Edu maringbo luoru. O luoru. Gbohun lenu mi. Gbohun ti mo wi. Gbohun ti mo so. Yeah, I entreat you to post your own music on New Friends Helping Friends today. If you can post them, I can use them on this radio, Ferubang English station. Ladies and gentlemen, 14 minutes and 10 seconds. Good enough. Thank you. Open the link. Play the production. You may leave your own message. Let us see how it works. If you cannot do all those things, then Zelle or Cash App 410-961-8728. On that note, AI Laoa, we are yet to receive $200 as verbally promised from you. Yet you've called us severally earlier on. Thank you for your friendship, but be truthful to yourself. Don't make promises that you cannot deliver. Burnish your image. Engage this podcaster in the process. Money is speech. Speech is money. Take that to the bank. I got to go to Bank of America. Thank you and God bless. Feru Benglish. Freedom Radio Network coming your way from our Street University of Baltimore. Are your daily all about you, Ayiti Boy? It's your presenter, Kum Anko Posse. You want to listen to my voice? Set your browsers to anchor.fm/ Are your daily hyphen Ayiti Boy? All right? That's my byline. Are your daily Ayiti Boy? Omo Babe we. Olumore ti more nlefe do ndawa right now in Baltimore, street of Baltimore, heading towards Poplar Grove, where my friend, great friend Steve Numa used to live at the junction of Emerson Avenue and Franklin Town. Yeah, when I arrived from Providence, Rhode Island in 1989, arrived in Baltimore, and I met Steve Numa, who was dealing in cars as at that time. I wanted to buy a car. Staying with Annette X, 25th and Hartford Road as at that time. He brought a car to me. But we didn't set to run on the price. So I traveled back to Providence, Rhode Island, and bought a Mercury Cougar, maybe 78 model, probably for $500 or so. That was the kind of car that I was riding in 19, between 79 and 81. Before I went back, Japa, back to Africa, Nigeria. Cougar, Femi, my children's mom, visited me. She came with a return ticket back to Africa. And she never liked America because she had aversion against the kind of hustle we're doing to earn a living. Transportation. No, she was a bank manager in Lagos, Nigeria. So she probably looked down on the future her husband running the street of Baltimore, picking up crumbs, leftover money, instead of making buku money through investment or something. Yeah, I just came out of the university, Towson. Then State University, Mass Communications. So I took Femi to Houston, Texas, Lubbock, Texas. We drove through Arizona, you know, Route 40, Route 70, and California. We saw the way they put Jaw film together at Hollywood. Los Angeles. We stayed at Riverside or something in Los Angeles. Ladies and gentlemen, are your daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo podcasting and broadcasting under what I call multitasking. So that makes me a multitasker. You got anything to say yourself? Say you don't have any shimpa to say. Then shore it up or shore it down. Right now I'm going to hit Route 40 West. This Route 40 West, the same route Four Rivers I took in 1981 all the way to California. Long time ago, I used to pride myself as I'm taming America, transcontinental voyage from East Coast to West Coast. Ladies and gentlemen, Ayo Dele Olagbaju Ayetigbo. Freeway, Route 40 Express to Poplar Grove, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm reminded of my friend Steve Numa, who was living at Franklin Town and Emerson Avenue. And he was a businessman equally. So he owned two cabs. But when I came back between 88, 89 and 90, cab number, yellow cab number 606 and 607. And when you hold Steve Numa some money, he will call and say, "Where my money?" He looked underneath the mat. There was no gunje there. There was no money. Gone were the days. Business people, man, all about money. Like these sedan thing, at least taking $200 from me every week. Just to use his own application. The car is mine. Benzo Magic. Fully paid for. So I have to pay Ali $200 just to use his application. He links me up to people, Baltimoreans who want to go from point A to point B. Application, just like a robo, will appear on your screen and say, "Okay, call this number here. He needs transportation from east side to west side. Hey, gentleman, tell me the store so I can get paid." My friend, which store do you want to? Do you want to go to 7-Eleven or what?
Or you can go ahead if you want.
Which one? Anyone? Yeah, over here, the gas station. Yeah, let's do the right. Let's turn the right side.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
The same block I'm going on is the store right there.
So okay. Yeah. Then we wait. Robo callers, man. They making my life miserable and shit. Sorry for talking this way. It's a street language.
Right,
make it right.
Yeah, make it right.
Yeah. Hash button, right? Huh?
Yeah,
is that what you want?
Yeah.
7:40, 7 minutes and 43 seconds of podcasting and broadcasting. Street University of Baltimore. Ayo Dele Olagbaju Ayetigbo. It's your presenter, Kum. Cross, make a left. Oh,
keep straight, my man.
Keep straight, right?
Yeah,
keep straight. Oh, I stop! Don't hit me. I'm just having fun, ladies and gentlemen. I just told this gentleman that when it comes to happiness, you have to create your own happiness, because no human being is going to make you happy. Not even your girlfriend or your sex partner. And with the price of everything going up, including sex. So I'm on what we call womenopausal, because too expensive. When I'm confronted with sex next time around, I might not even know how to handle it. How do they make love? Tell me. When was the last time you made love or you had sex? Last night? You lucky? Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Ayo Dele Olagbaju Ayetigbo. Broadcasting, podcasting, Street University of Baltimore. I was told yesterday by artificial intelligence Lahua straight.
Yeah.
That a competitor has started podcasting equally. They are copycatters. That's one thing that the African Americans observed about we Africans coming over here. They notice how we copy, copycat, how we always copycat. Somebody starts something, rather than work with him, to network together, to take it to the next level, everybody wants to establish his own thing. Everybody wants to fly his or her own kite, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget the store, young man. Where's the store at?
You gotta make a turn right here, left.
Make it left, all right. Thanks for speaking now, man. I got your voice on my system, which is good too. Woo! Am I gonna turn right into Poplar Grove?
Nah, you gonna keep street.
All right. 10 minutes and 30 seconds. Yeah, we edu maringo luoru. Yeah, mo we edu maringo luoru. Yeah, mi we edu maringo mi o luoru. Yeah, mo we o. Pull over where? At the store. Bedu 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 kuru gugu kuru gogo kuru gugu. Oh yeah, open over here and no, this first and let me hold on to some money, man. Alright. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I'm waiting to get my balance. Stop. Stop.